This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we are going to tackle, well, drilling bans, why Gen Z is lonely, the whole China thing, Zelensky. We have so much. Look, Joe Biden spoke today. It didn't go that well.
We need to evolve our institutions.
All that and so much more is coming this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, Vladimir Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, he's in Washington, D.C. today. He's in Washington, D.C. today begging for money. And Vladimir Zelensky, he did a couple things that are very, 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 very smart. First, he got himself ready for the date. How did he get himself ready for the date? Well, here's something that gets talked about not enough. Ukraine, before Russia invaded, Ukraine was a country corrupt. Okay, it was a very corrupt country. It just was. And I'm not singling out Ukraine. That part of the world is a historically extremely corrupt part of the world. We Americans, because we're just now really being introduced to a majorly corrupt government like ours, we lose sight of the fact that many people, honestly, you'd probably say most people throughout human history lived their whole lives underneath a very corrupt government. Open bribery, it's very, very bad there. It was always bad there, okay? Then Russia invades. We decide we're going to stand up for Ukraine. They're not part of NATO, but for whatever reason, all of NATO has decided they're defending them. They're fighting against Russia. Okay. And they start shoveling all this money to Ukraine. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine didn't do anything to make Ukraine less corrupt. In fact, anyone who knows anything about warfare knows warfare makes corruption worse. Why is that? Why would warfare make corruption worse? Does that make sense to you? Do you know why? Wait, let me explain it. I want you to picture a classroom of kids. There's a classroom of kids, and the class is dead silent, and two of the kids are sitting in the back of the class beside each other taking a makeup test. They each missed a day in class, and they're taking a makeup test. But the class is dead silent. The teacher told the class, hey, everybody read a book. Little Aiden and Jaden, they're going to sit in the back. They have to finish their makeup test. Now, if Aiden chooses to get a wondering eye, if you will, and he starts looking over at Jaden's answers on his math test, what are the chances the teacher's going to catch them in that environment? Strong, right? Stronger. After all, the class is quiet. There are no distractions. She can sit there and look at Aiden and Jaden. The chances are strong they're going to get caught. But what if the teacher says, hey, Aiden and Jaden, they're taking this test in the back. It's a makeup test. Everyone else in the class, have a good time. Here's some chips and some candy. We're going to turn on a movie. You guys want to play with your friends? Have a good time. And the class is loud. Woo, I love it. Party time. Pizza party. And then Aiden, in that situation, leans over and takes a peek at Jaden's test. Aiden has a little bit of a better chance at getting away with that one, doesn't he? Well, of course, because of all the chaos and all the noise. War creates endless amounts of confusion and chaos and noise. So if you're a very corrupt government going into a war, that problem is only going to increase exponentially as the war goes along. Vladimir Zelensky knew he was going to be coming to Washington, D.C. Vladimir Zelensky is very aware that the appetite on the right for the base is not there for any more of this nonsense. You're starting to finally hear it from some of our congressional representatives. Here was Byron Donalds from today.
The first thing I'll tell you is there's no money in the House right now for Ukraine. There's just not, it's not there.
You mean there's no support for money?
No. And to be blunt, we're running a $2 trillion deficit. Any money we give to Ukraine, we're borrowing from our future. That's the facts. Those are the truth. You feel how you want to feel about it. I'm here to tell you what's right and what's real. Look, it's not a good time for him to be here, quite frankly. That's just the reality. And the third piece is what's happened with Ukraine is frankly the fault of leadership of Joe Biden. Let's be very clear of that.
Zelensky, he knows the mood of the right. And so he decided, hey, I've got this hot date coming up with the American taxpayer where I'm going to try to pillage them for all the money they're worth. Man, I better get in shape, put on a little dress, make sure my makeup looks good. Zelensky fires top defense officials in corruption purge ahead of Washington trip. That was from Zero Hedge. He fired 6 high-ranking officials in his military right before he came to Washington, D.C. Why did he do that? Because of the widespread reports that are out there now. Remember, with so many citizen journalists, everyone has a cell phone now, right? Everyone has a good camera. Everyone has this. With so many citizen journalists, it's just impossible. Well, not impossible. It's difficult to get away with a lot of corruption. These Ukrainian government officials and Ukrainian military officials keep showing up overseas in yachts. They keep showing up in 5-star hotels. Their relatives keep showing up in the most expensive restaurants and hotels in the world. People are starting to dig. People are starting to figure out all this money isn't going towards the poor troops. Let's do remember Rand Paul tried to pass a simple amendment. All it said was, hey, can we audit the money we send so we can figure out where it's going? It was shot down by every single senator, Republican and Democrat. All of them shot it down. No, see where the money's going. What? That's crazy. They all shot it down. So Vladimir Zelensky put on some hot pumps and got himself in shape and put on some lipstick, fired a bunch of defense officials before he came to Washington, D.C. to beg for more money. But he knew that wouldn't quite be enough, right? Look, he's got a system membership card, and he understands, just like Joe Biden's system membership card, The membership, it's kind of flighty on that thing. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Vladimir Zelensky knows full well when he gets to D.C., he has more system membership dues to pay. And he got up there today and he tried to pay them.
Even though humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives, this means that extreme weather will still impact the normal global life and some evil state will also...
Hold on, Chris. I think you got my soundboard messed up. I didn't ask for John Kerry. I wanted the Vladimir Zelensky clips from today. I didn't ask for Al Gore or Greta Thunberg. I wanted Vladimir Zelensky. Can you not get me the Zelensky? Oh, that was the Zelensky clip. Hold on, I don't understand. The guy's in charge of this small nation that's currently being invaded by one of the most powerful nations on earth. He is desperate for munitions. He's desperate for the weapons he needs to defend his nation. So I guess, man, I'm so confused why he would be speaking like this.
Though humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives, this means that extreme weather will still impact the normal global life, and some evil state will also weaponize its outcomes. And when
why? You already know why. We'll move on to emails and why Gen Z's lonely and football fans and things like that. But you know why. Why would you get up at the UN and start ranting and raving about climate change? Because Vladimir Zelensky, for now, is a card-carrying member of the system. Life has been very good as a card-carrying member of the system. While Ukrainian young men have been butchered, Vladimir Zelensky has gotten quite rich, and life has been very, very, very good for him. Life has been very good for his other government officials. Remember, your taxpayer money, my taxpayer money, you went to work today to pay for the pension of Ukrainian government officials. Did you know that? Did you know America's currently paying for the pensions of the government officials? You didn't think all that money was going to bombs and bread for the troops, did you? Vladimir Zelensky is a member of the system. He wants to remain a member of the system, because if he was to get kicked out of the system, Vladimir Putin is just going to take his country away from him. So he needs to remain a member. And because he wants to remain a member, there are certain things he knows he must recite, or he's not going to become a member. He's not going to remain a member anymore. That's all there is to it. All right, we have to get to the disconnect with our elites. Randy Weingarten, emails, so much more is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We also have to get to our personal defense. I don't need to bring up story after story after story anymore of this horrible thing happening or that horrible thing happening. Violent crime is sadly now something we all live with every day in this country. A nation with mental health on the rise, drug use on the rise, the financial desperation on the rise. It's going to be a nation, any way you slice it, that's going to struggle with violent crime. All we can do is prepare. All we can do is make sure we carry things on us that will allow us to defend ourselves. That's why I talk to you about Hero Gun day after day after day. Hero Gun is non-lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit. You carry Hero Gun on you. It shoots pepper balls. The Hero Arrow is a little smaller, fits a little bit more easily in the purse. That shoots pepper gel. It will stop a bad man from hurting you in his tracks. You get off scot-free. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. That gives you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me. Love, hate, death threats. All are welcome. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. This guy says, hey, Jesse, I think everybody's wrong about this F-35. There's no way in hell they don't have tracking on those. They needed a way to change the news cycle from crackhead Hunter and Joe's failing economy. What say you? His name is Travis. Look, Travis, I don't know what you're worried about. They're investigating it.
Let me ask you about the F-35. How does the U.S. military lose a $100 million plane?
That will be something that they will investigate, believe me.
Are those going to be, just curious, look, I hate to major on the minor here. I'm curious, are those going to be the same investigators who investigated who was responsible for drone striking 10 innocent people in Afghanistan? Because I remember there was an investigation after that. We killed 6 innocent children, by the way. And after that investigation, they came to the conclusion that it was nobody's fault, nobody was responsible, and there would be no punishments whatsoever. So I mean, call me crazy. I am a little bit curious. Are these going to be the same investigators who worked on that? That Just don't look. Hey, call me crazy. I'm just curious about that. And hey, this is what I'm talking about when it comes to trust in our institutions. Yesterday, it was the story. It was one of the big stories out there. The F-35 gets lost. Well, an F-35 being lost is a big deal. I don't want to dismiss it. But immediately, your mind, my mind, it ran to military ineptitude. It ran to maybe Chinese aggression, or did the plane get hacked? Did someone fly it? Like, all kinds of conspiracy theories immediately sprouted up. Conspiracy theories you and I can no longer roll our eyes at or shrug off anymore. Because when you have a system of government where every cultural institution lies to you repeatedly, I said government, that was actually not near far enough. When every cultural institution, government and otherwise, lies to you and has lied to you repeatedly over and over and over and over again about everything, people are naturally going to distrust everything you say about everything. All right, let's do, I didn't really get to much of Joe Biden today at the UN. He was talking about China.
It was less about containing China. I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about.
Doesn't want to contain China. Oh, good. Oh, good. He had this to say also about well, you know what? I don't want to dismiss this. Listen, alcoholism is a very serious thing. It is. And people struggle with alcohol. Maybe you struggle with alcohol. And so if that's something you struggle with, I want you to know. In fact, here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to Joe Biden.
And directly with leaders around the world, including our competitors, to ensure we harness the power of AI, artificial intelligence, for good.
I want you to harness the power of AI. All right? That's what I want. Now, what, Michael? I don't know what you're shaking your head at. Obviously, Joe got a little confused there. I'm just trying to help you out. Harness the power of AI. Speaking of alcohol, there's a story I'm not going to spend much time on. I just wanted to bring it up really quickly, and then we're going to move on to other things. Patriots fan dies after being punched by a Dolphins fan at a game. All right. Football game in Boston. Well, Gillette State, Foxborough, Massachusetts. Patriots playing the Dolphins. There gets to be a fight in the stands. A man, 53 years old, father of two, and married, has a wife, two kids, gets in some kind of a scuffle at the game, gets punched a couple times, and just dies right there, just non-responsive at the game. They try to resuscitate him. They hauled him out of the game. I am only going to say this, and then I'm going to move on because I don't really care about the NFL anymore, even though I used to obsess about it. I don't watch anymore. Even when I was obsessed with the NFL, after going to a few games, stopped going. I refuse to go anymore to any professional football games. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to sound like a boring, old fuddy-duddy, but I'm going to say it anyway. I found myself at every NFL game I would go to, I would look around at the conduct of the men in the stands, and I would be embarrassed and ashamed for the men of my country and the men of my generation. I love football, so I don't know what it is. Alcohol certainly plays a big part in it at a lot of these games. But grown men and their embarrassing behavior at football games, it's something I would never even take my children around ever. The last regular season football game I went to was a Washington Redskins versus Giants game because I was a huge Giants fan. In Washington, D.C., and I saw men in their 50s, maybe 60s, vomiting on themselves as if they're a college freshman doing fraternity tryouts, passing out on their spouses, 40, 50, 60-year-old men fist fighting at the urinals while people are peeing. Men, you know that I'm pro dude. I am. And you know I'm pro football, even though I don't watch the NFL anymore. I don't know whether it's the booze, whether American men are generally just unhappy with their lives, or what the deal is, but the conduct I see at professional football games is some of the most embarrassing stuff I've ever seen in my lifetime, and somebody needs to fix it. And even if I was still obsessed with the NFL, we have an NFL team here in Houston, the Texans. I would never in a million years take my kids to a professional football game. I'll take them to a professional baseball game any day of the week. Everyone's nice, friendly, happy. I don't know what it is about football, but it's bad. And there, old fuddy-duddy Jesse is moving on. We're now moving on to target practice, Jesse. To practice with your weapon, Jesse. That's a better version of Jesse. A deadlier version of Jesse. You see, that version of Jesse doesn't have to go to the range. That version of Jesse knows that he can practice with his weapon in the comfort of his home. And I'm going to stop speaking in the third person now because it's sounding weird and it's starting to creep me out. Mantis X is incredible. The Green Berets train with Mantis X. Do you realize that? The Marines, they train with Mantis X. If you showed up at Paris Island Boot Camp tomorrow, how do those Marines learn how to shoot Mantis X? Do you want to learn how to shoot like the Marines do? Get a Mantis X system and practice in the comfort of your home. They'll give you feedback. You are going to go through drills. You're going to get better. No matter your experience level, you will get better. All you have to do is go to MantisX.com and get one today. Train like the Green Berets do. MantisX.com.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Yes, if you miss any of the show, and I couldn't imagine you ever would, but if you do, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, I've got a message like John Fetterman out there for the CEOs who think they're going to push us around.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, to water?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Ski behind.
How could he be more clear? It's crystal clear right there. Okay. We'll get to the drilling and the Gavin Newsom stuff here in a few and some emails, but Gen Z, that's the younger generation. They're lonely. In fact, generations are getting lonelier the younger they are. I only brought this up to say this. I am 42. I have two sons. They're 12 and 14. because of the technological advances of the day, if the wife and I wanted to, our boys would never really have to interact physically, personally, with other human beings. And in fact, my oldest is a loner like me. He's not awkward or anything. Like, has all kinds of friends. He just prefers his own company. Just prefers to be by himself. He would be alone all the time if we let him, because that's what he wants. This is a message for parents. You have to make your children be around other people. Make your children learn how to have conversations. Take all those cell phones for an entire evening and throw them in the junk drawer, including yours. And everyone sit around and talk. Sounds stupid, right? You shouldn't have to train. Man, this next generation doesn't even know how to have conversations and talk to people because everything has been social media and online now. And that's no insult to them. They didn't do anything wrong. That's the world they grew up in. They're so isolated now in this only online world. I was talking to a buddy of mine. His kid is at a university now in Texas. He's one of my neighbors. He sent his son off. His son's one of these brainiac types. And he finally got a chance to go visit him. And the kid, he couldn't figure out, because this kid was straight A's in high school. Straight A's. And one of those kids where straight A's are easy, didn't really study for him. Straight A's in high school. And he goes to see him because he couldn't figure out, well, one, he missed him, but he couldn't figure out his grades in college are really bad. And I don't mean like he got a B and my buddy's freaking out. All C's and D's. And he goes to see his son. It's his son. And he ends up spending 2 or 3 days there with his son because his son is in a really, really, really bad way. Why? His son wasn't into drugs or alcohol or anything like that. He had left the house. He left his parents' supervision. He'd left the area where his parents would make him come talk to us, come talk to your brothers. Hey, there's a neighborhood party tonight. You're coming. He was finally in a situation where he was in complete control of his environment all day, every day. And all he did was online gaming and online social media stuff. And there's nothing wrong with online gaming. I'm not ripping on that. There's nothing wrong with social media stuff. Do all that stuff. Have fun. My goodness. Embrace it. Enjoy yourself. If that's the only world you go into, you're going to find yourself very lonely. Make yourself get out of it. And I said that kind of selfishly to encourage you into activism more. Remember how we're always talking about legal and local? Turning your anger into activism. A lot of people today don't know how to go interact with other people. Where do you even do it? It's harder to find those locations, isn't it? How do you find this? How do I get emails like this all the time. Jesse, how do I even meet people? How do I meet a dime? How do I meet a dude? How do I meet a friend? Campaign events are a great way to do that. Get out the vote events. Go to a Trump rally if you want to. A DeSantis rally. Get out and meet people, all right? And also do keep in mind, I want you to keep this in mind, and I really want you to hear me here. For dudes, you know that your hormone levels, they affect your mood as well. I see so many stories today about depressed men, and men are committing suicide, and men are lonely. Fellas, when is the last time you had your testosterone levels checked? I want to tell you about something. You know how I talk about chalk all the time and male vitality stacks and things like that. I had a chance to speak with Seton today. Seton is the big cheese at Chalk. He's a good friend of mine, hardcore anti-communist. Congratulations to the Seton family. They just had a new baby. I should note, congratulations to the Chalk family. There's a new anti-communist in the world. Anyway, and Seton and I were talking about this, about depression and men and what men are going through. And actually, he brought up something. He said, hey, Jesse, I want you to know that I know you believe in this stuff, but I really do believe in this stuff. And we were talking about a way, how do we get more people started on a male vitality stack from Chalk? And here's what it is. Are you ready for this? This is a special, and this is not going to last. If you've been considering a female vitality stack or a male vitality stack, with the promo code Jesse99, okay, that's a different promo code. Jesse99. What do you get? you get 99% off the first month of any subscription up to $70. 99% off. That's to get you started. Up to $70, any subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, 99. Jesse, 99. All right, fellas, if you're down, maybe it's time for a male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. In the very least, go get yourself checked out. All right? But we have to work on these levels on ourselves. We know with all the crap they put in our water and everything else now, we can't bank on them. We have to work on this ourselves. All right? All right. Jesse, are you aware that the Cleveland Clinic website now posts politically correct acronyms such as women are people assigned female at birth. Oh my gosh, AFAB. It's an actual acronym. And men assigned male at birth, AMAB. Well, this is what I've been talking about when it comes to the institutions in this country, and it's why I call it the system. Remember what they did? Just I'm not changing the subject. I just think there's a better example to bring all this stuff home. Remember what they've done when it comes to all the election cheating stuff, or, you know, even better than that, the Hunter Biden laptop story. Do you remember the Hunter Biden laptop story? What was the system's response to that? Did Joe Biden run out, run to the podium and say, hey, it's not true? Well, yeah, but was that it? No, the system went deeper. The system did more. What did they do? They went and found all these high up intelligence officials to sign on to a letter claiming it was Russian disinformation. So what did they do? They put legitimacy on their lie. That's the system we have now. We have a system of legitimate lies. And Chris, I do apologize to you ahead of time. I just came up with that on the fly and I actually just fell in love with it. So what, Chris? It's fine. Legitimate lies is going to be something you're going to hear quite a bit on the show. But in all seriousness, it's what they do. It's what they did all the time during COVID. They knew that the science wasn't with them. They knew this thing posed no danger to you whatsoever. They knew that they didn't know what the vaccine did or didn't do. So what did they do? Legitimate lies. Well, this doctor says, well, hey, these scientists over here said, well, hey, this Harvard doctor said, legitimate lies. They find a way to add legitimacy to the lies they tell us over and over and over again. That's exactly what you're seeing with things like this. The Cleveland Clinic for my entire life has been this prestigious clinic. If you were having, at least in my experience, if you were having heart problems anywhere in the world, people from all over the world will fly to Cleveland to be seen at the Cleveland Clinic. Now the Cleveland Clinic doesn't know the difference between a man and a woman. Or if they do know it, they think it can change, which obviously you know it cannot. Legitimate lies. I love it, Chris. What, Chris? I don't know why you're shaking your head. You're just jealous you didn't come up with that. Whatever. We have Joe Biden being an idiot and emails, but Gavin Newsom is a snake and we should win on the abortion issue. I'll explain next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And for you podcast listeners, remember you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes if you missed the show. Podcast listeners sadly get cheated out of our incredible music here on the Jesse Kelly Show. And so they didn't hear that song Chris just played, that We're an American Band song. And Chris was arguing that Rob Zombie sang it better than those guys. Look, let's just be honest with you here. Let's be honest with ourselves. That's not a good song. There are songs out there that reach iconic levels that are bad songs. You know what's a bad song? It's a bad song. And I know we're going to get all kinds of hate mail for this, and that's fine. You're wrong, and I'm right. That song, I want you to want me, I need you to, that is so bad, it actually makes me physically cringe at how bad that song is, and yet that song is insanely popular, and people will turn it up as if it's good. That song, We're an American Band, same song. It's just them chant. No, it's not better than that, Chris. We're an American band. We're an American band. We're an American. It's, buddy, that's a bad song. I'm sorry. This is what happens. People get possessive generationally. Everyone does this. When it's your generation's music, you get really defensive and possessive of it. No, that's a good song. And so I don't even know what generation that song came from. I'm guessing that's a 70s song. But I'm going to get people who came up in the 70s, and they're going to pour the hatred on me by email tomorrow. But it doesn't matter how many emails you send. We're an American band. It's still a bad song. I'm sorry, it is. It's no Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, 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 a bunch of Fritos.
All right, let's focus here. Let's refocus because I need to.
My focus is just stay focused.
Let's go back to what Biden said today about China at the UN. Let's cover something here and why we are in such a situation where we have to speak so mealy-mouthed all the time about our number one global competitor.
And directly with leaders around the world, including our competitors, to ensure we harness the power of artificial...
I pressed the wrong button. Hold on. Sorry, this is the right one.
It was less about containing China. I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about.
All right. Why are we in this situation with China? Why are we in this situation? Chris, just a heads up. 5 minutes till the pizza gets here. 5 minutes till the pizza gets here. In case you guys are wondering, I got you guys the pepperoni sausage and jalapenos, I believe, or pepperoni sausage and mushrooms. Or maybe it was pepperoni and jalapenos, I believe, is what you got. Mine is a little bit more advanced. It is. I got the extra cheese, and I didn't get you the extra cheese because I wanted to put the pressure on the pizza company to actually give me the extra cheese that I ordered and paid for. Either way, it's 5 minutes, about 4 minutes now. About 4 minutes away, someone needs to go down and pick that up. Let's get back to what Joe Biden said about China. You see, we got ourselves in a situation at China, with China. And this happened 30, 40 years ago. And the situation was, we found a way we could make money. We could make money. And that's it. And how are we going to make money? Well, you weren't going to make money. The normal person wasn't going to make money. The elites figured out, hey, we are a capitalist country. China, they're a bunch of scumbag communists. They say they want to change their ways and whatnot, but we understand they don't exactly view human beings and human rights the same way we view human beings and human rights. So what if we got married? What if American capitalism got married with a Chinese totalitarian state? Then our businesses can start setting up shop in China. And yes, they can make those same great products Americans love to buy, but they won't have any of these pesky workers to worry about. You won't have to worry about wages. You won't have to worry about the 22-year-old college graduate who's high on weed with 8,000 rings in his face, not showing up to the factory one day, because in China, they'll just throw you in prison if you do that. What if we merged those two worlds? But then it actually got so much worse than that. We started backing up China's rebuilding post-Mao, right about the time Mao was dying. We decided, this is all under Nixon, that we were going to start financially pouring money into propping China up. So, okay, you're China. You've been this dirtball communist country for so unbelievably long. You say you want to go capitalist now. Here's Big Daddy America. And what are they proposing? Hey, what if they just... what if they gave us an extremely low interest $100 billion loan? How many factories do you think we could maybe build with that low interest or maybe even no interest $100 billion loan? And of course, America is going to have some guarantees where we have to sell some products back to them at great prices and things like that. And this went on year after year after year. Republicans and Democrats. Bill Clinton was horrible about this. George Bush might be the worst culprit of this. He's really, 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 really bad. So Republican and Democrat, we haven't changed things with China. Even Donald Trump, who's famously anti-China and has been speaking out about this, against this for years, for decades, really. Even Trump really didn't change that much when it came to China. Trade deficit actually increased under Trump's presidency. Now we find ourselves in a bind. We find ourselves hooked on drugs, and I don't mean the Chinese fentanyl, although we are hooked on that as well. We are dangerously hooked on a Chinese drug, and we're going to discuss that and many other things next hour.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.